Is there a recession on the horizon? I'm sure that'll be covered, or certainly economic topics on Wednesday. It's something a lot of people are grappling with now. Allie Kelly joins us now from Business Insider. And Allie, I feel like the last few years we've all been kind of walking on eggshells, although maybe we shouldn't say that because eggshells are too expensive to walk on right now, Allie. But, you know, there's been like predictions of a recession for a while, so I'm not trying to get too ahead of ourselves. We don't know for sure what's next. But are we seeing an uptick in people preparing potentially for a recession?
Absolutely. So like you mentioned, we're not officially in a recession. So that is economic indicators in the job market that would appear over a longer period of time than we have seen so far. But people are preparing for a recession. People are seeing tariffs. They're seeing policy flip-flopping. They're seeing, you know, it's really hard to get particularly a white-collar job right now. And so people are kind of having this reaction to financial fear. And in conversations with psychologists and behavior researchers, Business Insider has found that we react very similarly to financial fear than we do to other kinds of fear. So that is fight, flight, or freeze.
So we don't all react in the same way. It's not like we all make the same shopping, spending habits or job outlooks. We all react differently, much like we react to fear in the wild.
Yes, it's very individualized. So a fight response in an economic context would be, you know, people that are really making plans. They're calling their financial advisor. They're really looking at their budget and trying their best to think about what can I do here to financially protect myself. Those are the people that are the most proactive. Then you have people that are kind of in that flight camp that are maybe panic buying laptops or groceries, trying to stock up, people that are looking at their retirement accounts and maybe just pulling money out of the market, or simply those that are turning off the TV and social media to tune everything out. And then from the researchers that I talked to, the most common response is actually to freeze. And those are the people that are looking at tariffs, the news cycle, consumer prices, inflation, and just aren't sure what to do and what that means.
Do experts suggest which one might be the best? Like, fight or flight in the wild is seen as, well, there's one option, there's another, there's not necessarily one that's better than the other, potentially. Are there ones that are better, or does it just kind of depend on who you are, and no matter how you prepare for a recession when it gets here, ultimately you're just going to navigate it the way you have to?
I don't think there's a wrong way to navigate, you know, this sort of financial anxiety and economic uncertainty that people are experiencing. I know that people react very differently. And you know what? Some days you might fall in different camps. Some days you might be calling your financial advisor and the next day it's just time to turn off the news. And I think that people process things in the best way they can, but at the same time, you know, being aware of your own reaction and the like pros and cons of that can be a really helpful way to move forward with your own financial plan, regardless of where the economy is headed.
We're talking about things in a very macro level, but on a micro level, that's often where we get a real sense for the pulse of what's happening or what might be happening. You had a few colleagues joining you on the byline for this story. Do you have any examples of someone you wanted to highlight, maybe that someone chatted with yourself or one of your other reporters to kind of exemplify the fear that people have?
Absolutely. So my fellow Business Insider reporters and I, we spoke with about 15 Americans for this story, and I spoke with a mom who is lower income, and she's teaching herself how to bake bread and other household essentials from scratch. I've talked to retirees that are, you know, in that more fight mentality of calling their financial advisor and thinking, what can I do right now for my 401k? And then, you know, in the flight camp, people that are decided to sort of impulse buy a laptop right before the electronic tariffs hit, which have now been paused a little bit. And then in the freeze camp, I think that we spoke with small business owners who aren't sure if they can scale up their business or if they can afford to hire, job seekers that are feeling like they're stuck in limbo a little bit with the job market and how difficult it is in a lot of ways to get a job in a lot of professional fields. And then, retirees also, so many people are dependent on Social Security in retirement. And I think that that's also been a source of financial anxiety for people.
You guys should have had a quiz at the end of this thing where I could answer 15 questions to find out if I'm a fight, flight, or freeze person. But I guess, like you said, you look in the mirror and it can change day by day depending on what the news of the day is, right? Especially with the markets gesticulating wildly up and down, seemingly day by day. Yeah, maybe that changes each moment.
Absolutely.
All right. Allie, anything else you want our listeners to know about the story?
I think that's it.
All right.
Thank
hey,
so
that, I'll take that. There we go. That's Allie Kelly, Business Insider. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Are you a flight, fight, or freeze kind of person?